Hi, I'm Angela Artolino, and welcome to Your Natural Dog, my podcast featuring in-depth conversation with the world's leading holistic veterinarians and pet care pros. Join us every week as we reveal natural alternatives to the outdated one-size-fits-all pet care model we're used to. If you like what you hear, please make sure to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. The only way we can get our message out to pet parents all over the world is with your support. Stop barking! I'm trying to record a podcast!
Hey, pet parents, and welcome to another episode of Your Natural Dog. In this conversation, we have the pleasure of interviewing Jonathan Bensimone, who is the CEO of Phi, which is a really amazing company that makes wearable health products for pets. And so this is kind of like your dog's Apple Watch. This is something that tracks health information and their location. And so in this conversation, we really kind of get into why Jonathan founded this company, his kind of inspiration, which so often is the case of his dog, and kind of what the benefits are of being able to track some of this data, like your dog's sleep patterns, their activity, their whereabouts. And I think something that this industry is really kind of going towards of having more measuring points to understand how our dogs and our cats and our animals and ourselves are doing. So enjoy this as Angela learns more and kind of digs deeper into this really promising way of understanding our pets better. This is Jonathan Bensimone and Angela Artolino.
And we're back, and I have got Jonathan here, and I love this because I'm all about, Carter and I are all about anything that exists in the marketplace that helps pet parents take control of their dog's health. And you've created something that did that. And I want to know your story. I want to know, how did this happen? What prompted you to go, hey, wait a minute. Because we know it exists in humans. Everybody's wearing a watch that does it. What prompted you to come up with something like this? I'm sure it's going to be a story about your own dogs, which I love. But yeah. What prompted you to come up with this idea and create this product?
Yeah, I mean, you said it right. I got my dog Thor about 7 years ago. And the first thing that really prompted me to think about the wearable for dogs was the fact that I hired a dog walker to walk him. And dog walker, like, sadly, sometimes it happens, started lying to me about how long he would walk the dog. And I had a home camera at the time. And so I could see, you know, I would receive this notification when someone would leave my apartment and come back. And so I was seeing these walks getting shorter and shorter. And I was like, oh my God, that feels very uncomfortable. And so I think it was kind of like the start of me thinking, hey, I feel very uncomfortable not knowing what happens to my dog when I'm not with my dog. You know?
Wow.
And so that kind of put the seed in my brain, and I started thinking about that. And quite at the same time, actually, the Apple Watch starting to really take off. And so there was like kind of the first real human wearable that all of a sudden were selling like millions of units. So it was pretty obvious to me that, you know, this was going to be a substantial category on the human space. And then I started thinking about that applied to dogs. And I'm like, how incredible, you know, like, I'm not an Apple Watch guy. I don't wear any kind of like thing to measure my own health. But, you know, I would say if I wake up and I had a bad night, I usually know, right? Like, you feel like you're not right in your body, right? But like any dog owner knows, it's extremely challenging to read the body language of or dogs. And so sometimes they're not feeling right, and we cannot really read it. We cannot really see it before there is a real issue and we need to run to the vet. So I thought, how fantastic would that be to actually start to aggregate data about not only your own dog, but also being able to compare your dog's activity and movement and body language to all the other dogs on the network, which is what we're doing now.
Oh, very cool. So how long ago, 2017, I see you created this. So what are you seeing with some of the data that you're getting back when you're comparing, what, same breed, same age, same everything, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, so you when you put the Phi collar on your dog, it starts categorizing your dog based on breed and age, right? And then you're able to compare your dog activity, sleep pattern, and all of that to all the other dogs on the network that belong to the same category, right? So we try to group them by age between puppy, adult, and senior, and then by breed. because we see drastic, obviously, change of behavior, activity levels, sleep levels across different breeds. So, yeah, we think that provides like a good baseline for comparison. So my dog is a German Shepherd. He's 7 years old, you know, and so it's like it allows me to know exactly how he's like walking every day versus all the other German Shepherds on the network. And that's pretty reassuring. It tells me like, hey, you know, he's getting a decent amount of activity compared to other dogs.
That's amazing, because you will literally be able to see, okay, most German Shepherds at the age of 8 or 9 start experiencing some sort of lameness in the back or pain in the whatever it is that or degeneration in the back end. That's amazing. So have you been collecting it since 2017, all of this information?
Yes, we have like terabytes of data about dogs. Actually, I think more data than we know what to do with, right? Like, because it took us years to actually build the capability to actually, you know, massage that data and slice it, and because it was just so big. For the first 3 years of the business, we just stored the data in cold storage, and we could barely access it because it was just too much data for a server to actually be able to do anything with. But we knew that, and we know that there is still a trove of information buried in that data. And so as the company evolves, we build more and more complex heuristics. And now we're obviously leveraging the recent advances in machine learning to really extract information out of that data and make it really interesting, you know? So the idea is like, not only can I tell you, hey, your dog is more active than most of the dog on the network, but I can tell you your dog is in a good day or in a bad day, right? He's more lethargic than what it's usual activity looks like. You know, all of these things that dog owners develop an instinct about their dog, we want to characterize that with hard data so we can show you, hey, there is something wrong with your dog today. You know,
that is fascinating. What is the biggest piece of information you've gotten so far that you've been able to look at the data and go, oh wow, didn't expect that?
The variation in between breeds is really impressive for sure. But I think more importantly, we have countless occurrences of customers who contact us with some incredible story about the data. You know, we had that customer who contacted us because they noticed that the activity of their dog was dropping rapidly over a day or two and decided to go to the vet. And without them noticing, the dog actually swallowed a rock. And so the rock was basically lodged in their intestine. And because of that, they were able to have the dog have surgery and be in good shape, right? That dog would probably have died without them having some kind of like system telling them, hey, there is something clearly visually wrong with what's happening here. Because, you know, like especially on bigger houses or things like that, people do not monitor their dog all the time. It's very difficult for me to be able to say Thor is walking 25% less this week versus last week. You know, I can tell you today how much he walks. Yesterday, I'm kind of lost already. You know, a week ago, forget about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, this is so fascinating. And I think about everything that we could do. I mean, you can do research. Is that how we found you? Is that you could literally track a dog's health and at least prove that they're doing better. Like for instance, if we've got a bunch of senior old dogs that are experiencing IVDD or the start of some sort of degeneration or whatever, we could literally give them a full spectrum hemp extract and then go, okay, this is where they were at. And now after the hemp extract, their activity has gone back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a very interesting cycle of like validating that your dog is doing better. So we see it coming in multiple occurrences. The first occurrence, like we have a lot of veterinaries and surgeons who are interested in seeing how fast the dog recovers after a surgery, right? And think about it at the population level, how interesting it would be to be able to say, hey, here's how fast dog of this age recover after a hip surgery, for example. And this is a deviation of your dog from that pattern, right? Like, so like maybe the next day they're like ambulatory for like 10 minutes and then the next day 20 minutes, right? So like this is very granular, right? And it allows vets to like monitor what happens after the fact when the dog is not in the clinic anymore. I think the second thing we're seeing around the trends is being able to spot occurrences of specific trends around the population, like allergies or specific change of behavior that occur at specific time during the year. And I think that's very interesting as well.
That is. And what about like detecting a seizure is about to happen?
Yeah, so we're trying to become more and more granular about the different type of behaviors that we can extract from the collar. Seizure is definitely super important. What's difficult with seizure is that you actually need a sample to train models into being able to detect these behaviors. And like, you know, having like a video of a dog having a seizure, for example, and wearing the collar at the same time. So you can build an algorithm that starts to detect what seizure looks like at the collar level. It's very difficult because these events do not occur very often. But I think there are a lot of other medical conditions like increasing frequency of drinking, scratching, licking the paws, biting, things like that, that we can start detecting much more regularly, and that will help us really characterize the behavior of the dog in general.
If you're like us, your pets are part of the family. That's why at CBD Dog Health, we created a line of human-grade, full-spectrum hemp products tailored specifically to your furry friend's needs. Whether they're suffering from fear of fireworks, arthritis from old age, or even seizures and cancer, research shows that a high-quality CBD oil can make a big difference for them. Enter coupon code RADIO at cbddoghealth.com for 15% off your first order. That's RADIO. CBD Dog Health, healing naturally.
Carter, my mind is just like, because I'm thinking how awesome it would be. One of the things that bugs me the most is when a dog does go lame, starts experiencing lameness, that the first thing a conventional veterinarian will do is surgery. And we have many, many times helped thousands of, hundreds of dogs that did experience that were helped by just getting rid of the inflammation. So it would be really neat to see, you know, okay, here's a dog that got surgery and here's a dog that's taking a holistic, so conventional versus holistic, and then being able to compare their activity and recovery to each other. To me, that would be wonderful proof to be like, all right, so they both recovered at the same time, but this was a $5,000 surgery that he had to go under surgery and be kept in a crate for however long. And then this holistic measure, none of that didn't have to happen. We spend $100 on a bottle or $200 a month on a bottle of, you know, all natural tinctures. I love what you've created. It's really, really neat because I feel like everything that we base our knowledge on pets is so outdated. You know, even I feel like we need to prove that evolution is still happening, you know, that dogs are evolving. So are we evolving with us. They're literally man's best friend. But people, you know, when we get to the holistic side of things or the raw food movement and those types of things, we're still trying to feed them like they're damn wolves. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you the Chihuahua and that poodle sitting here is a lot different from that. So I feel like what you've created would really kind of, you know, help dispel some of these things and show behavior and what these animals are doing nowadays.
Yeah, listen, I think in general, right, this is a little bit like, it's normal, right? It's natural. We're doing a lot of research on humans, right? And we're trying to very actively advance the state of knowledge about human health. Like we're doing much less on the dog space, right? And so there is not that much research being done and progress is just slower. The example I like to give is like, listen, if you go to any vet with your dog and you say, how much should I walk my dog, right? Usually for a small dog, they'll tell you half an hour a day. For a large dog, they'll say 45 minutes to an hour a day, right? There is actually no backing for that. There is actually very little research or data like supporting how much you're supposed to walk your dog to keep him in good health, right? Wow. Like I have like terabytes of data points that can answer that question, right? I can tell you exactly the distribution of 7-year-old German Shepherd in the US on my network and how much you walk every day and what's the variability and where you should be to feel comfortable that your dog is like at least as much exercise than other dogs out there. Right. So like this is like the power of data, right? It's like we it's not opinions anymore. It's not just scientific discovery. This is pure in the field data extraction, you know?
I love it.
And it's fascinating too. You brought up a point about how our memories fail us and how, you know, one day, 2 days away from some sort of event or a trend that you're seeing with your dog, things get a little bit fuzzy. And so having this kind of unbiased data and also measuring the things that you can't see, you know, we're currently running some clinical trials and a research study into the effects of our Clarity tincture, a mushroom tincture, into dementia and cognitive function in senior dogs, and being able to see how they're sleeping and how their rest and wakeful cycles through the night, that is a huge piece of information that we can now go, that's also more than just a pet parent's opinion about, yeah, they look a little bit better today.
Yeah.
Or having to do blood tests, urine, saliva. It's something that can be measured in home without putting your dog through any kind of discomfort. It's just something that they're wearing that's part of their lifestyle that you kind of forget about.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you finding with dementia? Are you tracking sleeping too?
We absolutely track sleeping. We track the beginning of the night, the end of the night. We track sleeping during the day and sleeping during the night, because like dogs make their nights in multiple pieces, obviously. So it's like, and very interesting as well is we track what we call interruption of sleep at night. So we detect when the dog wakes up, when it's substantial enough that it's just not the dog rolling around, but actually waking up. And for how long, right? Because we're really interested in the frequency of these occurrences and like seeing your dog's night and being able to say, oh, he woke up 10 times last night. What happened there? You know, because by definition, you're sleeping, so you cannot really like know what is happening to your dog. So there are a lot of things we're measuring there. And then same thing in time, we're trying to, we'll try to build more insights into what that means and if it's a problem or not. But for now, we're just showing the information to the dog parents so that they can make their own judgments and like decide if they need to go see the vet or not.
Yeah, I think it's important tracking sleep activity because, of course, it's definitely a sign of sundowners or dementia, early dementia, and that your dog is suffering from something. And, you know, I've had so many dogs because I had a rescue that I just kept seeing the same. And I had lots of seniors and geriatrics. So I kept seeing the same patterns over and over again, the getting up, the going to get a drink of water. I don't really need a drink of water. Do I need to go out and pee, or I'm just waking up for some reason? And what people don't understand is sleep is so important, especially for our senior and geriatric dogs, because that's when we do all of our detoxification and all of our healing. And if they're not getting good sleep, it's really bad for them. So being able to track that, see there is an issue, and then do something about it, like give them a full spectrum hemp extract to help them sleep at night, or a medicinal mushroom, or don't even need drugs, just something that kind of helps settle their body down so that they can have that sleep, that healing sleep that they need. I think it's so important. So you'll be able, well, you're going to have to write a book or something with all this data you have, because you'll be able to say, this is how much a German Shepherd needs activity. This is how much a senior Chihuahua should be sleeping. And this is, right? That's literally what you're going to be able to do with this incredible data.
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely see like distributions, right? We have Gaussians for all of this behavior, and we can see like how different dogs distribute along the curve, right? I always say, Carter, to come back to your point on our memory, right? I think the episode that marks me the most every time is like, so my German Shepherd itches a lot. The German Shepherd have a lot of like dermatological issues, right? So it's like every time I would go to the vet and I'd say, well, so Thor is itching quite a lot. It's like, okay, when did it start? And I'm like, no idea. You know, is that a week? Is that a month? Like, no idea. It kind of like creeped in. And then at some point I was like, he's itching quite a lot, you know? But you have no idea when it actually started, right? So is that something that is like environmental, or is that, did this start after the bath that I gave him 2 weeks ago and maybe I used the wrong shampoo, you know? Like how powerful it is to be able to just see that data starting on day X and be able to say, oh, the day after that started, clearly it's related to this, right?
Clearly.
And so that's really how we're using this.
Yeah, clearly. And we are always telling people, especially when we got a sick dog or a dog going through something, to keep a journal.
Right.
So that you can have that. But this is literally doing it for you, because that's so true. When did the itching start? And now you get to go, 5 days ago. 5 days ago, I took him to this place. I took him to the groomers. I went to the vet and he got a vaccination, or he ate that new food.
Is there any capability in the app to record other like manual data, so you can say like, on this day I did this, and you can kind of track it yourself?
Right now we don't have any like journalizing feature. That's interesting though, we could add that.
Okay, get back to us. we'll have you on again.
And Carter wants a royalty. So tell us how it works. You put it on your dog and like, how does it all work?
You sit back and relax. There's really nothing else to do. You just set up the system in your home, connect it to your Wi-Fi. You basically design, you draw on the map a geofence around your home if you want to be notified if your dog escaped or something like that. Because the car has GPS and cellular technology. So basically, if your dog escaped, he's going to power the GPS and tell you, hey, your dog is outside of your home, and help you recover the dog, obviously. But that's pretty much all you have to do, really. And then when you go on walk, he'll detect your phone. He'll see that you are with the dog. So he'll say, hey, you're going on a walk. Congratulations. Here's how many steps you did with your dog on this walk. Here's where you set up the goal for your dog. You have 10,000 steps remaining today. And then he'll do some fun things like showing you rankings and comparing your dogs to other dogs that are like just a little bit more of a fun type of feature where you can see how your dog is ranking versus the other dogs on the network.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
You can have groups with your friends. So I'm like 15, I'm number 15 in my friends. I need to do a better job, you know? Like you can see the ranking of all the German Shepherds where Thor is apparently 2,136.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's kind of fun.
And you know, us humans are so into these watches and tracking our steps. And I mean, I'm the same way. I don't have any of them on either, but I totally want to know what my dog's doing. So it's going to be like, you know, how everybody goes, oh, my dog eats better than I do. It's going to be the same thing. Like literally, if my dog's getting 10,000 steps, how many steps am I getting? And now I'm like literally getting out to make my dog healthier and at the same time making myself healthier. I love this.
Just last week, we launched a partnership with Strava, the running app, and it's a huge success. Like, so people can connect their Strava app to their Fi app, and when they go on a run with their dog, he publishes their dog steps next to their run, and people love it because you definitely have like a high correlation between activity and like human activity and their dog's activity. So it's kind of like a mutual motivation happening.
I know. I love it. And so many pet parents will, you know, their health of their dog and taking care of their dog is much more important than taking care of their own. But I feel like this will make them get out and do stuff more with their dog, which I love.
Oh, absolutely. I would never walk as much as I do if I didn't have to walk Thor like 5 times a day, you know, like I would never like stop my meetings and be like, okay, I'll get out for half an hour and take a walk.
I know. I love it. I love that they force good behavior on us.
Absolutely.
Is this available just in the United States or in Canada as well?
For now, we only make this available in the United States, and you can find you can order any unit on our website, tryfi.com, tryfi.com. And yeah, for now, it only functions in the United States because the cellular network we're using is only available in the United States. And honestly, there are so many dogs to serve here before expanding to like other countries that we really want to make it like a big category in the US before going international.
Makes sense.
Well, I think that you've really created something really incredible, and I'm so happy that we could get to talk to you. And I can't wait. I mean, I can't think straight because I'm just thinking about how we could use this in what we do and help people keep track of their dog's health, because we're, you know, working with so many elderly dogs. And I would love to be able to show, yep, look, they're sleeping now. Yeah, look, they're more active now. Because that's literally what happens. And the feedback we get from our pet parents is, oh my God, they're puppy-like again. Oh my God, they're sleeping through the night. So it'd be really cool to be able to prove it. And those who don't track or not aware to be able to go to something and go, wow, they are. I love it.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to figure out how to use it in what we do, because I think it's a great, great tool for pet parents to have.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anja. Appreciate it.
I have some fun rapid fire questions that I'd like to answer, have you answer. They're just like a quick this or that, or a yes or no. So are you down to play this game with us?
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Big dogs or small dogs?
Big dogs.
Morning walks or evening strolls?
Morning walks.
Dogs in the bed or no?
Not in the bed.
Not in the vet. No.
He's got a German Shepherd. I'm going to have to agree with him on that one.
My head of marketing sleeps in the bed under the seat with his Great Dane.
Aww.
I mean, they're very cuddly. My next question was mouth kisses or no? And I think I know your answer.
No mouth kisses. No mouth kisses.
Yeah.
His favorite is ears kissing. He goes for my ears all the time. He just goes for it.
I say that my immune system is this incredible because I make out with every dog that I meet. So. My gut microbiome is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed this conversation. I can't wait to use this as a tool to track dogs' health. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me. It was lovely.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please make sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening from. This is the best way to help pet parents like you find these episodes and get access to all our content. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Your Natural Dog and at AngelaArtolino.com.
Introducing MycoDog, an award-winning line of medicinal mushroom extracts combined with adaptogens like ashwagandha, astragalus root, and Bacopa monnieri, made specifically for your pets. When it comes to mushrooms, sourcing really matters. Unlike other products on the market that are grown in China or elsewhere, the mushrooms in MycoDog tinctures are grown here in the United States to the highest quality standards. MycoDog offers three formulas designed to support senior dogs, as well as those suffering from dementia and canine cognitive disorder, breathing and respiratory issues, or autoimmune diseases and cancer. Use coupon code YNDPODCAST at MycoDog.com for 10% off these fantastic fungi.